You told me before you were really interested just to see the effort and how this team would come out and play tonight. It didn't go the way you wanted, but it certainly seemed you had more of that tonight.
Well, I thought we competed better, but you know, we had a little meltdown there at the start of the second half, and you know, it just things that you don't understand, Joe. You don't understand why you've talked for 2 days about how good a three-point shooter a guy is, and that you just can't leave him. You got to force him to drive, and then you have a senior who's guarding him, back up away from him, and give him a three. I mean, it's, you know, I don't know. I've got to do a better job of communicating, apparently, but I thought we competed hard on the first half. I thought we did a great job on the boards. Second half, they got away from us a little bit, but I thought the second half was more of our own undoing. I thought it was us throwing the ball away. Not finishing, not executing, not boxing out. We didn't box out in the second half like we did in the first half, and second half was disappointing in terms of the outcome, obviously, and I thought we could have done better.
What's AJ's impact with his still trying to get back to 100%? It's apparent he can't go for long stretches of time right now.
Yeah, I don't know what's really going on with that, because quite honestly, Joe, and this will just make me look dumber than I look already, which is probably quite dumb. I didn't even really know he was that under the weather at Florida. I mean, it came as a complete surprise to me. So at least now I know, and we tried to get him in and out, and you know, what's happened is whether he wasn't as effective first or he got sick first, now what's happened is maybe he was less effective first and then he got sick and he was even less effective than that, and now he's lost confidence, and now he doesn't, you know, he's not playing anything like he was playing earlier in the season, so we've got to help him get out of it. And he's a freshman, and he's experiencing things for the first time, and it's hard for him. And I feel badly for him right now.
Coach, you just a little visit with Andy Kennedy here during this break. He's really done a nice job down here, hasn't he?
Yeah, he really has. He has taken a program, and I liked Rod Barnes, but it was a program that was slipping away a little bit, and really stuck some energy into it, and done it in a great way. He's a good guy and does a good job with his team.
Talk about the offensive approach tonight, not the shooting, but you really are, I guess, more deliberate offensively tonight on possessions.
Well, you know, I said we were going to be more deliberate, but, you know, the first half, Joe, we took 15 threes out of 31 attempts, and we're not going to win like that. It's amazing that we were only down three. And so, we didn't do what we set out to do. And when we did get it in there, we didn't do a very good job with it. They made the run at the start of the second half, and we helped them out a little bit, and then we spent the rest of the game trying to get back in it, we just got to keep working, and we will till we get it right.
Is this the hardest part, not being able to put a finger on one thing? It's, you know, because it's not been the same thing all the time.
Well, I know what the problem is. I've yet to fix it, but I know what the problem is, and we just got to keep working until we get it fixed.
Good luck.
Thank you.